This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Beyond the $45 billion in stock, why would Time Warner want to hand its cable business to Comcast? From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. America's two largest cable companies are coming together. Comcast is buying Time Warner Cable in an all-stock deal. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore is following this and joins us live. Sabri, good morning.
Good morning, David.
So if this deal goes through beyond all that stock, what's the significance?
Well, Comcast will get 8 million more subscribers. Its share of the cable subscription market will then rise to about 30%, making it by far and away the largest cable TV provider in the country. But it's important to realize that we probably shouldn't think of the cable market as we used to, because really cable is competing with all kinds of other platforms, you know, Netflix, Hulu, Google Play. So consolidation has really become a way of surviving in cable.
So consolidation. And what do we expect the regulators will have to say about this?
Well, both the Justice Department and the FCC are probably going to be involved here. From an antitrust perspective, there are some things going in Comcast's favor. First, Time Warner Cable and Comcast don't actually compete to begin with. Okay, the cable industry is basically a set of regional monopolies. But, you know, on the other hand, this will make Comcast huge. I mean, it already is the largest internet provider. It owns NBC, so it has a big footprint in content creation. And now it's going to have an even bigger footprint in content distribution. And all that is sure to raise some eyebrows at the FCC. And for consumers, I mean, you know, according to surveys, these are the two least liked companies in one of the least liked industries. So that's, you know, that's not going to get any better.
All right. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore, thank you. Now let's do the numbers. With that announced deal, Comcast stock is up 1.8% pre-market. Time Warner Cable is up 12.7% in pre-market trading. The FT100 in London is down 0.8%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are down in the 0.5% range. About 11 seconds worth of President Obama's State of the Union speech a couple weeks back was devoted specifically to young men of color who statistically face low prospects for finishing school, staying out of prison, and finding good jobs. Today, the president tries to make good, launching an initiative called My Brother's Keeper with foundations, corporations, educators, and more. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
President Obama has been impressed with a mentoring program that goes into Chicago schools. It's called Becoming a Man. Counselor Richard Dickinson teaches skills like goal setting and anger management and values like integrity.
Being a man of your word, saying the things that you are going to do and then actually doing them, that can only help you to secure that job, keep it, or create your own job.
Dickinson says nonprofits have to do this work because the schools are
understaffed, undersupported. So there might be a school counselor on staff, but that individual isn't really counseling because of a variety of other hats they might have to wear.
Jens Ludwig at the University of Chicago says the program pays.
Every dollar that you invest may generate up to $30 in benefits to society from increased graduation rates and reduced criminal activity.
Congress is unlikely to fund a big federal program, so the president can only call on foundations and corporations to fund pilot projects instead. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Very different prism now to view African Americans in the economy. Next year, studies project the buying power of black people will reach $1.1 trillion. That's like the GDP of the 16th largest country in the world. Marketplace's Noel King looks at what that means for established businesses and some young entrepreneurs.
At 29, Tristan Walker is a classic overachiever. College valedictorian, MBA from Stanford, worked in business development for Foursquare. But for most of his adult life, Walker had trouble doing something that millions of men do every day, shaving.
I know what it feels like to walk your first day on the job, having folks tell you to shave that hair off your face and being mortified.
For African-American men and lots of men with curly hair, shaving can be irritating. The problem, Walker says, is multi-blade razors.
Multi-blade razors will cut the hair underneath your skin, which is just going to cause your coarse curly hair to grow back into your skin.
So Walker is launching Bevel, a line of gentler shaving products. First shipments went out this month. The projected $1.1 trillion in black buying power helped make the case to investors.
As the demographic continues to grow, continues to have influence in this country, I think a lot of folks will have to take note.
Cheryl Pearson McNeil, a senior vice president for the Nielsen Company, says their research shows
the black population is young, hip, and highly influential.
But do advertisers get it? Of $75 billion a year in TV, print, internet, and radio ads,
only 3% of that is being spent with black media or with media that targets black audiences.
She says many companies try one-size-fits-all marketing.
Because they've got this wonderful ad with a beautiful woman in it and all of the other publications that, well, let's also put this ad into an African-American magazine because, you know, the woman, you may not be able to tell if she's black or white.
She says it often doesn't work. In an ad for Tristan Walker's Bevel line, a 30-something black man starts his morning routine in a beautiful apartment. This scene is intercut with old footage of jazz musicians. It's a shaving system, we hear in a voiceover, that we can use. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.
And vindication for those who insist on wearing the bow tie or the steampunk earrings to the job interview. From the Journal of Consumer Research now, rigorous survey data suggests that dressing in unconventional ways makes people think you're more successful. I'm so awesome I don't have to dress like a drone, is how nonconformity is often perceived. Apparently for guys, beards work. What they need to test is visible tattoos, right? In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.